Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite program, the weekend edition of the character building show tagged with ethics. My name is Mr. Ebi Free, AC Bob Manuel. I'm the president of Rivers Entrepreneurs and Investors Firm. I'm also the CEO of Bobtrack Tractor Limited, where the first indigenous tractor manufacturing and assembling company situated in Port Harcourt. But just before we begin, let us take an opening message from Her Excellency Justice Eberi Suzet Nyesomwike, the initiator of the Reef Ethic Program.
Greetings to our caring people of River State, and welcome to another episode of River Ethics on Radio, our character building weekend show. Please remember that a friend in need is a friend indeed. The theme of this episode is friendship. If you do give it a thought, you realize that it's hard to meet people in life who are willing to give everything without the hope of anything in return. This is what friends do. Friendship is the only cement that will ever hold hearts and the world together. If parents are your first guide, friends are your companions that help you navigate the unfair and lesser traveled roads in the journey called life. A friend makes us believe in ourselves when things don't seem rosy and pulls us out of our darkest phase. But friends are not only important on an individual level. Friendship can also be important on a global level. Friendships that cross borders can help bring peace and avoid war. Learning to think of other people who are different from us as our friends, helps us work together to build a culture of peace in the world. Our world faces many challenges, crises, and forces of division, such as poverty, violence, and human rights abuses, among many others, that undermine peace, security, and development, and social harmony among the world's peoples. To confront those crises and challenges, their root causes must be addressed by promoting and defending a shared spirit of human solidarity that takes many forms, the simplest of which is friendship. Through friendship, by accumulating bonds of camaraderie and developing strong ties of trust, we can contribute to the fundamental shifts that are urgently needed to achieve lasting stability, weave a safety net that will protect us all, and generate passion for a better world where all are united for the greater good. Let us listen to our guest speaker as he takes us through the topic. He is Mr. Bob Manuel Ebifiri, President, Rivers Investment and Entrepreneurship Forum. There is a drama sketch titled Friendship Effect by Princess Amy Alagwa. Do enjoy the episode and learn everything you can from it. Our kind Rivers people, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Adama bebo ma biye, ori mani se kibu teme ye. Piki na bele poko ibere me, ase ubo ma biye me. Adama bebo ma biye, ora pumana ro nesa ibi mana. Mago se odi se ibere me, achu ubo ma biye me.
Sweetheart, I think we should carry out a survey before we embark on the health project. What do you think?
Talk. A survey actually sounds nice, but I don't think it's a viable option because of our slim budget and the race against time.
Nice consideration. But looking at it from this perspective, taking a survey will not only aid us in pinpointing the specific needs of the people, it will also give us a comprehensive data analysis that will aid in our budget computation.
Dr. Wilson, You are such a genius. This is why I love you. You know, I never paid attention to this. Indeed, two heads are better than one.
Exactly, my cupcake. That's why I always want you by my side in critical decisions like this.
Oh, thanks for the compliment, baby.
You're welcome. Baby, aren't I so lucky to have you as my girl, as my best friend and gist buddy? A true friend that warms me with her presence, trusts me with her secrets, and remembers me in her prayers.
Oh, Sugar, I thank God for you. My man, partner, best friend, gist buddy. And who is that now?
Ah, Alice, na me now, Bumai, your cousin. Permission to fall in.
Our one and only Buma.
Permission granted.
Buma is always asking permission to fall in every time.
Is your cousin now?
Doc, good afternoon, sir. Alice, how now? I hope I know they disturb now.
You are disturbing. You disturb something.
No, Buma. You're not, actually. We are really happy to see you. What can we offer you? There is food and there are drinks.
Ha, Doc, thank you very, very much. Don't worry yourself. Me, I don't even overload as I've been to come here, self. Meanwhile, I come tell on a say I don't officially launch my photo studio. On top of the matter, I don't even land one contract to cover one event.
Event?
Yes, sir.
Wow, this is so wonderful. You have really made my day with this good news of yours.
Congratulations, Buma. I am so happy for you. Alice had told me about the situation with you the last time, so hearing this is a big plus.
Now, suppose they thank you. I really appreciate, if not for Alice, my cousin's sister, and merit where I get as friends, waiting for carry this my coconut head the reason, sir.
Buma.
You people really stood by me. Una too, na role model to a lot of girls for this our kingdom. Twally for una. Truly, a friend in need is a friend indeed.
Oh, thanks so much for the compliments, Buma. It energizes us a lot when we get good commendations such as yours. But I don't really read much meanings into it though. I and merit just give you a piece of information any reasonable person can give to a friend.
Buma, you also need to be commended for heeding to their advice in the first place. It shows how much you value their friendship. A lot of people can take advice as many times as they could, but heeding and putting it into practice is another dimension.
Perfectly agreed, Doc. Now I come to the reason that popular saying we go like this. Your network of friends determines your net worth. Since we are the follow all my friends, none of them don't ever reason me the kind ideas that they give me. Waiting them sabi, now to carry me the go club, go do rime. When money finish, everybody go japa.
Buma, you are really correct. I'm glad you have realized that the kind of people you call... Okay, Buma. Buma, you are really correct. I'm glad that you have realized that the kind of people we call our friends are those that expose us to the places we go. So we really have to surround ourselves with the right set of people that will improve and enhance our potentials. Like your best friend, Washaman.
Oh yes, sweetheart. I vehemently concur with you. I believe that at a certain period of time, we have to evaluate the kind of friends we keep around us. Our inner circle. We have to weigh the pros and cons of such friendship. How beneficial or how detrimental it is to our personality.
Chai, now better eye opener on a they serve me like this. Imagine say I no even emulate from my best buddy Washaman. I been the run kitty kitty, kata kata. I know the evil reason in matter. I been think say na him they waste my time. But now I come realize say na me they run around inside circle since.
Crowning it all. If we don't know where we are going, others will take us to where they are going. So before we associate with any new friend, we really have to ask questions and to know the kind of friends such folk is keeping. before we decide to, before we delve into the unknown.
That's the truth, baby. Show me your friends and I will show you who you are.
Exactly, sweetheart.
Una don't lecture me finish, oh. Before una will carry love, they oppress me for here. In-law.
In-law to be, point of correction, or future in-law.
Alice, you lie. Now our in-law be this.
Bam! Exactly. Thank you, Boma.
Okay, agreed. I will not argue.
That's the way it is. Just leave it like that. Baba God don't sign up.
Yeah, it is what it is.
I go love, oh, chase. Love, sweet, oh. Senior man, I beg. I won't ask for your permission. I been come make I carry Alice together with Merit. Meme, baby. Make I go spoil them small in appreciation. As appreciation always makes for good friendship.
Of course, Boma. Permission granted. Carry on.
Hey, Boma. Are you for real?
Now. Yes, now. My sister, I look like person with the joke. Do I look like I'm joking? I beg, make we go jolly small. I will pick up Merit and Washerman on the way. They are waiting for us at his laundry.
Oh, yeah, now, Boma. I dare your back. Sweetheart, catch up with you later.
Okay, sweetheart. Go ahead and have fun, okay?
Thanks, baby. And Boma, I hope you are going to give us those amazing shots for our wedding ceremony.
How about sis? Trust me now. I don't fish you bed, Mama Fly.
Boma, you will not kill someone. The drama you just listened to is titled Friendship Effect by Princess Amy Alagwa, starring
C. Splendor as Boma,
J. Alatoro as Dr. Wilson,
and your baby girl Princess Amy Alagwa as Alice. Written by Visa and Princess Amy Alagwa, it was directed by Princess Amy Alagwa.
Music credit, Oyiwa Boma by J. Alatoro.
Remember, show me your friend and I'll tell you who you are. Be a good friend. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Why do we have to fight ourselves, my friend? A neighbor is a friend. Let's pull together and live as one. A neighbor is a friend. Yes, your neighbor. Your friend, your neighbor is your friend, so let it.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef Ethic on radio. My name is Mr. Ibifiri AC Bob Manuel. I will be speaking on the topic friendship. Friendship. A friend is someone that you share some degree of understanding and knowledge about. So, growing up, there's this adage that states that show me your friends, I'll tell you who you are. So, that adage had really helped to shape my life and really helped to shape the kind of friends we have growing up. Now, the kind of friends we have would always have that impact in us, positively or negatively. That's why it's important for us to pick and choose the kind of friends we keep. Now, when we pick and choose the right kind of friends, then you are assured that when you're in time of need, you could always have someone you could count on. Now, there's a difference between an acquaintance and a friend. An acquaintance is someone you just bumped into. A friend is someone you have some degree of understanding with. So if you have that degree of understanding that would have lasted and endured over the years, those are the kind of people you could count on when the chips are down. So, but most of the times we keep mistaking between our acquaintance and our friends. Our friends are the ones that would always vouch for us, are the ones when we're in need would always be there for us. And our acquaintance would always be on the lower periphery of a friend that you count on. Now, a friend is someone that at all given times would always hold on to you. would always be there to protect your interest, would always be there to speak positive of you. Even when you have issues, your friend is the one that calls you inwards, calls you into your room, and tells you this and that you did is wrong. But knowing that we're not perfect, the friend would always see the better part of yourself. And in seeing the better part of yourself, he would never or she would never criticize you openly by bringing you down. A friend is one that would criticize you, but criticize you from the point of view of constructive criticism. Constructive criticism in the sense that when they see you're wrong, they call you inwardly and they tell you this and that, this is how to go about it, this is what to do, this is where you went wrong. And you will see through their actions, because you find out that the action is nothing but pure sincerity and understanding and love in the way they dispense their relationship with you. Let's go on a short break. We will be right back.
Hello? Mama Dei, ma, they know they spoil picking like this. If you do bad thing, tell them one time. If you leave your picking till it spoil finish, well, what happens, Gary, be that too? No, let your girl picking turn waka jugbe. Na so other people go dey curse you. See him picking. Na so man is sabi. Book no gree enter head again. But if you just see man in eye go turn, he good so. Or that one when they talk say man no plenty. So therefore, now rush, then go the rush the one with day. I beg, now bad life is that. Every woman get man. Not true, they tell you so. If woman put head for ground, opening eye and ear, well, to riboku. Make una hold una pikin with a strong handle, so that then go be better people. Una mama and papa, confess o. Una eye de una pikin body so. Make una not just decide on ruko, I don't burn am finish, anything he like make it do. If your girl pikin lazy for house, enough it do anything. When he come out go marry, na you him mama, na him husband then go the cost. If your pikin begin smoke wee, he not know person way big pass am, so cost full him mouth. You don't spoil am finish with that. Na him be cricket when fire don't burn finish, then say, ah, see as oil a full him body. Put eye for the thing when your pikin they do, una hear? Now take I come out where your pikin dey o. Anywhere o, any day o, anytime o. If he good do na your own o. If he bad na you make him so. Now take I come out where your pikin dey o. Anywhere o, any day o, anytime o. If he good do na your own o. If he bad na you make him so.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Revetics on radio, and my name is Mr. Ebifuri, A.C. Bob Manuel, speaking on the topic friendship. So, in growing up, our children, my kids, are taught how to keep the right set of friendship, because the right set of friendship would always endear you in building your character as someone that would be reputable. Now, if you mingle with the positive kinds of friends, you end up in the positive end of life. But if you make a habit of keeping the negative types of friends, then you'd always end up in the negative side of life. Because the entirety of the friendship you make eventually sums up the character that you become growing up. So if you want to be an athlete, you want to be a good athlete at that, you need to begin to sit back with athletes that are extremely good at what they do. Become friends with them. In you becoming friends with them, you learn those attributes that they have that you're lacking. If you want to be a good businessman, you need to begin to have the kind of friendship that would endear you towards your journey in life. That is positively trying to build a kind of character that you want to be in future. So we start that character building process on a daily basis. Friendship is key in building our characters. Show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. The question is, who are your friends? In picking and identifying with the kind of friends you have would simply give me an inkling into who you are. That's why before I meet with you, I want to know who are your friends. What makes you tick? Who are the people you hang out with? Who are the people you could vouch for? Who are the people that could vouch for you? If you have the right set of people that would vouch for you, then you are the right path. If you have the wrong set of people that would always vouch for you, then you are the wrong path. What are the ethics of those people you call your friends? What do they see as their values? Are their values positive? Are their values selfless for humanity? Are their values selfless for the society? If their values are selfless in all of this for the betterment of mankind, then you have the right set of friends. When you have the right set of friends, you're halfway there onto your path of greatness. If you have the right set of friends, your friends would always inspire you towards the right direction you want to be. Let's go on a short break. We will be right back.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere, to build a better nation. That's the reason why we're here. A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Revetics on radio. And my name is Mr. Ebifuri, A.C. Bob Manuel, speaking on the topic friendship. So if you want to be an entrepreneur, an investor like myself, I pick and choose my role models. I would not want to be an investor, a successful investor at that, and I pick the wrong set of people as my role models. My role models must be the people that will lead me on to my path of greatness. And my values should be those values that lead me onto the path of shining the light in our society. Those are the right set of values, and those right set of values endears you to the right set of friends. If you have the positive, selfless values ingrained in you, you'll find out that you attract the right set of people towards yourself. And when you attract the right set of people and values towards yourself, you are on the path of greatness. So as young men and women, we should always pick and choose the right set of friends we have. Our friendships would always determine the responsibilities and the opportunities that would throw itself at us. If your friends are the right set of friends that would lead you on to your dream. Your friends would always lead you on to your dream because your friends and your dreams are always married together. They are always geared towards the right direction. So for me, I have come to notice and I've come to realize the importance of my friendships. So at every given time, I always check the values and the importance of the relationships I make. And as much as you keep looking out for the values and this kind of relationship you keep, you very much be assured that your future and your prospects will be headed towards the right direction. Thank you.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rave Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.raveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Rave Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Rave Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on reveethics@gmail.com. The Rave Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info, 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers, 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.